The Director General of GBC, Major Albert Donchebe, says financial incapacitation has undermined the corporation's ability to produce captivating, elevating and fulfilling content for viewers and listeners, with the TV licensing fee being viewed as the catalyst of change for GBC. The Director General stated that failure to review the fees when the CD depreciated from 1993 to 2014 severely impacted the capability of the corporation to execute its mandate. Taking his turn in a series of lectures to mark the corporation's 80th anniversary, Major Donchebe said GBC has evolved from a colonial broadcasting entity to a state broadcaster committed to nation building and plays a crucial role in the continuing struggle against colonialism. He said as a state broadcaster, GBC was required to contribute significantly towards welding, molding and harmonizing society. Irabna Paha reports.
The four previous personalities who have delivered lectures as part of activities to mark GBC's 80th anniversary spoke on the following topics: the role of the state broadcaster in a commercially competitive environment, the relevance of public service broadcasting, a milestone on quality broadcasting, and public service broadcasting at the crossroads. The idea of these topics is to evaluate the role of GBC as a state broadcaster in an era of competition and the emergence of private media institutions. While some lecturers believe GBC should change its core agenda to meet the current trend and taste in broadcasting, others believe the game could be played in an environment where the state broadcaster could charge for the services rendered while still playing its core role. The fifth in the series of lectures was delivered by the Director General Major Albert Donchebe. His topic was public service broadcasting, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Major Donchebe said public service broadcasting must be predicted over a period at any point in time.
He who pays the piper calls the tune. This is probably succinctly appropriate in reference to public service broadcasting. Where does the Ghana Broadcasting Corporation stand in the community of public service broadcasting stations? Act 449 triggered the journey of transformation of GBC from the ugliness of a state broadcaster to the goodness of public service broadcasting. The journey to full public service commenced with great promise, especially when the TV licensing regulations 1991, LI 1520, unveiled a fairly reasonable TV licensing fee to ensure that GBC could operate without either the overbearing influence of government or the attractions of crass commerciality.
On GBC's financial challenges, the Director General explained its implications on the corporation's programs and contents.
Having identified funding as the biggest obstacle to a public service broadcaster achieving its real and actual status, it is refreshing to announce that after 23 long years, the current parliament finally revised TV license fees upwards a few months ago. The revision of the TV license fee from 30 pesos per annum to 3 Ghana cedis per month for domestic owners of one TV set provides GBC with the brightest opportunity to complete the final leg of our three-stage journey from an ugly state broadcaster through a bad hybrid towards the ideal state of good public service broadcaster. As a good public service broadcaster, GBC will be beholden to none but the good citizens of Ghana and dependent on them for survival.
Major Donchebe made some distinction between the public service broadcaster and others.
It is essential for public service broadcasting to be significantly different from commercial broadcast or state broadcasting in many respects. One line of activity which distinguishes public service broadcasting from the others and also provides a solid and tangible return to a country is education broadcasting. Knowing how passionate Ghanaians are about education, it is surprising that Ghana has never established a national open university as exists in the UK, Nigeria, Malaysia, Thailand, etc.
The board chairman of GBC, Kwame Asante, said the lecture topic will arguably provide a platform for debate on the role of public service broadcasting.
GBC has over the last 20 years been compelled to look critically at its role to be a public service broadcaster, operating in the national interest and for the public good, promoting national development and cohesion, looking for resources and funding, and not become the tool or mouthpiece of the government of the day or the political party. But this has been a major challenge. However, for GBC to operate as a true public service broadcaster, needs an adequate and independent source of funding.
Chairman of the National Media Commission, Ambassador Cabral Blay Amihi, will have the honor to climax the anniversary lectures on the topic, Broadcasting, a Vital Tool for National Harmony and Cohesion.